This weekend, NPR is taking a look at long-term caregiving. Caring for a loved one who is sick or disabled can mean a juggle between being a parent, spouse, nurse, and breadwinner all at once. Loretta Jackson balances her role as mother with her job as caregiver for her paralyzed sister and her aging father. A California program that helps ease the burden on family caregivers is facing potential budget cuts. Cosmo Garvin with Capital Public Radio has this report from Sacramento.
The day starts early for Loretta Jackson and her sister, Charlene, with a bowl of cereal and a prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we just pray that you bless Charlene this day, Lord. Continue to heal her body. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you.
I love you too.
There are four generations living under one roof in the Jackson household. Loretta and her husband, her daughters and granddaughter, her sister and her 71-year-old father. There are a lot of breakfasts to prepare, and Loretta usually starts the laundry and other chores at about 6 in the morning. Part of her daily routine is working with her sister, who in 1999 suffered a stroke that left her partially paralyzed and unable to speak.
She couldn't say nothing, nothing at all. Only thing she could do was and shake her head and go
Loretta says the doctors didn't give her sister much of a chance of recovery. But over time, as Loretta improvised therapies with her sister, Charlene has learned to stand and move around slowly with a cane. She's also regained some of her ability to speak, thanks to daily practice sessions.
I know you know this one, because that's what you love to eat.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Okay.
Loretta also provides around-the-clock care to her father, Theotis Turner, who came to live with the family 3 years ago, after he was diagnosed with dementia. His symptoms can make him erratic at times, and even routine things, like bathing, can become a struggle.
Good morning. You up? Hey, gotta get your bath.
You have those days to where he'll say, okay, I'm in the tub, and he'll get in fully dressed. And if he get in fully dressed, you gotta try to get his clothes off. He won't get out the tub.
The experience for these caregivers is quite burdensome, emotionally and physically.
Jeff Hoffman with the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health says Loretta Jackson represents the sandwich generation of caregivers.
The sandwich generation are these individuals who are sort of facing the challenge of balancing needs of their own children with the demands and needs of their aging parents.
Hoffman points out that Loretta's situation is more unusual because she has the added responsibility of caring for a sibling. He says these caregivers are doing work that would be enormously expensive if their loved ones were placed in institutions. At the same time, they often have to cut their hours at work or give up outside jobs in order to care for their relatives.
In effect, we're taking care of the most vulnerable in our society, aging older adults who have chronic care needs, by placing the burden on the backs of some of the people who can least afford to do so in our society, those who are themselves economically fragile and vulnerable.
The burden is not just financial. Loretta Jackson says the daily grind of running a household and providing care to her sister and dad can sometimes take its toll on her health, too.
Some days I sit down and I can't move. It's like my body, I'll go into like a spasm. But then when I go to the doctor, she said, well, we can't find anything. You're okay. Maybe you was just overtired or overexhausted. I said, maybe so, but I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything.
In California, Loretta's dad and sister get assistance through a state program which allows them to pay Loretta about $11 an hour to work as their caregiver. But the legislature is considering changes to the program that could limit her hours and reduce her income. Loretta also worries about how her family would get by if anything happened to her.
I'm their backbone. If I go down and I'm not able to provide for them, if I don't have anyone that can step in, then they probably would go down as well or have to be placed. And I'm praying that that never has to happen.
Loretta is 46. Her sister Charlene is 51. They likely have many years ahead of them together. It won't be easy, but what keeps Loretta going is her belief that one day Charlene will be able to walk and talk again. For NPR News, I'm Cosmo Garvin in Sacramento.
This story is part of the Capital Public Radio documentary series, The View From Here.